I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up on January 3rd is the opening reception for a new art exhibit, Mark of the Beast, which explores beasts of the Bible, and it is done in oil paintings. Joining us this morning is Danielle Landis, who is the artist who has put this show together. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Maria.
Thank you. And what it's kind of an interesting subject. Why did you choose to illustrate beasts of the Bible?
Well, when I grew up, my family was very involved in the church. We attended a very charismatic church where that was very dynamic, and people would prophesy and lay on hands and speak in tongues. And so it was a lot of dramatic things. And we studied the Bible every day. My dad would read Bible stories to us. And as a sort of dramatic child, I was drawn to there's a lot of strange images and dramatic stories in the Bible, you know, Daniel in the lion's den and the three that got put in the furnace. I just really liked studying the Bible, and I was intrigued by some of the strange creatures like the seven-headed dragon in the book of Revelation. There's a lot of prophetic beasts and political symbols in Daniel and Revelation. And as I went through college and studied art, I just got fascinated. I always loved animals, and I was fascinated by the creatures, and, you know, even the donkey that speaks in to Balaam in the Old Testament was fascinating to me.
How long did it take you to create all of these? How many pieces are there?
There are 17 pieces, and I started painting them really in May.
Yeah. Okay, so it's really a fairly, it's recent. It's
yes, I put them all together this year. They've really been in the back of my head, just kind of growing since art school. I would sketch interesting creatures that would catch my imagination, but I actually didn't start the real sketches and painting till May.
Before we talk more about the show, tell people a bit about yourself. I think most people probably know you as a reporter for the Ketchikan
yes.
Daily News, so it sounds like you have a very varied background.
Yeah, I do have a lot of different interests, I grew up on a boat, a sailboat. Not really grew up on it. We moved on to a sailboat when I was in high school. And that enabled me to really have a lot of free time. We were homeschooled, and we just kind of sailed around, anchored out in remote places, so I could indulge my imagination a lot. And since then, I've tried a lot of different things. I owned a small art store once. I worked as a housekeeper out at a fishing resort for several years. I just like to try a lot of new things. I train dogs now. I like to write. I also have a novel that I'm working on and would love to find an agent for. Right now, my newest thing is I'm working as a volunteer for the North Tongass Fire Department. So I just like to try a lot of different things and explore a lot of different ideas.
And you are writing.
Yes.
Do you have a degree in journalism?
No, I don't.
I've
always loved writing. And, yeah, I worked for the Daily News for 3 years as the education and arts reporter, and mostly the education reporter. And that job was really, really challenging because I did not have a background in journalism. So I really had to tackle that. It was very difficult at first. In fact, I did not paint those entire 3 years because I also have four children now. We have a foster daughter, and I have four dogs and all kinds of so many activities that when I got the reporter job, I really couldn't paint. So I threw myself into writing and reporting, and I didn't apply for this show until I was done with the Daily News in April.
And you said you went to art school.
Yes.
Speak about that. What type of art did you study, and what medium have you worked in?
I graduated from Oregon State University with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in painting, with an emphasis on painting back in 87. I also attended the Gray School of Art in Aberdeen, Scotland for 1 year, and that was actually really inspiring to me. That they had a very studio approach. It wasn't separate classes. We had a space in a huge studio in this big old building, and they gave us a lot of freedom. We could just spend the day in cafes sketching people or working through ideas, and that really was a great incubator, I think, for a lot of my ideas. That's really where I learned to paint and was able to try different things. And I think a lot of free time, that's when I did have time to, I started reading religious philosophical books like A.W. Tozer. I read through all of C.S. Lewis's more lesser known works, and just kind of was able to let my imagination fly free.
And do you exclusively do oil paintings? Do you work in other media?
I do. I also have done some watercolors. I just, I'm just not as comfortable with them. I like oils because I like the smell. I like the buttery texture, and I like the way the paint looks and feels when the edges kind of mesh together. I just like the way. I really don't mix my paints ahead of time, really. It seems to take too long. I like to just take my brush and stab it into the different blobs of color and then just kind of mix it on the canvas so I can put some color on the canvas. And if it's too dark, I grab some yellow or white or something and just paint it into the stroke on the canvas. And that gives me that freshness and bright color that I like. It took me, a lot of people know my works for bright color. I had a show in 2010 called Alaskan Bestiary. And I like big works, and I like the drama. Again, the drama is there. But it took me many years to work on color. My first years of painting, my paintings look almost black and white or kind of sepia-toned. So now I really like just working directly like that.
You mentioned there are 17 pieces in this show, Mark of the Beast, and I can't discuss all of them probably in the time we have, but can you maybe give an idea of what the show is like?
Yeah, there are three paintings that are about 5 by 6 feet in size. So I really like a large painting that you can stand in front of it and feel almost enveloped by it. It will affect you somehow. It's got really bright colors. And the actual paintings are, I took all of them, I think except three, come from specific scriptures. There's Balaam's donkey, I think there was an angel in their path and Balaam wouldn't stop, but the donkey kept stopping because the angel said to stop. And Balaam got off and beat the donkey 3 times. Finally, the donkey got tired of it and spoke to Balaam, "Why have you done this?" And so there's that donkey who's yelling at Balaam. And there's a couple paintings. One is the satanic leaf-tailed gecko. That does not come from a scripture. It has sort of a funny religious name. There's also the Jesus Christ lizard, which is actually a basilisk, which can run across water. And I painted that one just because it's a funny name.
So you just found actual creatures?
Yes, I just went through the Bible. I find creatures. There's two pigs from the New Testament when Jesus sends demons that were, I think it was two men. They were demon-possessed, and Jesus sent the demons into a herd of pigs who then ran off a cliff. And so I have a painting that just has pigs. Some of it is just an excuse to paint animals that I am interested in. And I like to see if I can get people to see these animals, see the humor in them, or the pigs is a good example. And the donkey, they have something about them that seems kind of funny to me or intelligent or just convey how I feel about those animals. There is one of the three biggest paintings. One is the pale horse from Revelation. In that scripture, and each one will have the scripture it comes from on the tag so that you'll know what it's a painting of. The pale horse, of course, its rider is death and all of Hades follows behind him. So I can't resist that kind of drama. That was really fun to paint. That's on my card that was sent out. That's just a detail from that painting. The actual painting shows the whole horse. I have another large-ish painting that has the other three horses of the apocalypse, a red, black, and white horse. I don't know how a white horse is different than a pale horse, but and then I had one of the biggest ones is the seven-headed dragon, of course, which was a political symbolism of, really. There's a portrait of a locust. Again, I just kind of get amusement out of some of these odd. I liked the idea too of people have read the Bible and know about the Bible, but I think sometimes there's a lot of interesting imagery that we almost forget about. We've heard about it so much that you forget how unusual and strange it is, like the seven-headed dragon that was waiting to devour this baby that this woman in birth, and the political symbolism in that. That we do become almost so familiar with some of these that people forget about them, or they just forget how strange and powerful some of these images are. And that was something that intrigued me too, that you can almost become too familiar with these things, and they lose their freshness to people.
Are the paintings just of the animals themselves, or do you have like landscapes, backgrounds?
They're really the animals. It's really, some of them are portraits. I'd say the one with the pigs, the donkey, locust. What else? There's even a mandrake root, not technically a beast, but people thought they seemed kind of human. They're all, I would call them really portraits and showing the drama of the story, the personality of the animal. There's the what I envisioned as the giant fish that swallowed Jonah, which is based on a whale shark. I didn't go out too far on that one. A lot of it's just an excuse to paint some fun animals that maybe will intrigue people, make them think about the Bible. Maybe they'll be, you know, curious to go to rethink some of the stories that maybe we've forgotten that they're interesting or that they're even there.
And are the passages from the Bible with them, or
they'll be on the tags on the wall? They're not actually in the paintings. The paintings are really,
I just know if it was like a written thing underneath it or anything like
that. Yeah, the little tag on the side that will have the price and the title will also have the scripture on it, so you can kind of see where it comes from. My favorite painting is a portrait of a goat. And goats are kind of interesting because I had always thought that the Bible is where the sort of feeling that a goat is a sort of a satanic symbol came from the Bible. But really, in the Bible, I could only find one reference that even made goats seem less than holy or whatever. Is they say, I want to put the sheep on my right side and the goats on the left, and the ones on my left shall be sent. Yeah, to Hades or whatever. So I think that the goats as kind of an unholy image came later with the more pagan religion. So that was kind of fun to learn something new there too. But that's one of my favorite paintings, is my portrait of the goat. And I tried to make him look just a little bit.
It seems a lot of times in religious paintings, things based on the Bible, there's just darkness, like dark colors, darkness. But you said bright colors.
Yeah, they're very bright. Probably the darkest is the seven-headed dragon, it's red, so it's difficult to make that dark. But as far as literally dark colors, no, the background is a little dark, but I really like the dynamic, brilliant colors. When the background of the pale horse, a little bit dark, you can see on the card, but the horse itself is coming right at you and is bright. But I really like bright colors, and I still have to work to keep my colors as pure and fresh as I want them to be.
The show opens this Friday. I believe you also have some sort of workshop on Saturday.
Yes, I have a workshop Saturday from 2 to 4, and it's called Dynamic Composition. And that was, well, hopefully I can share my love of putting together a picture on in a rectangle space. Where I'm going to bring some images, and it'll be for all ages. Hopefully some kids will come too, and we'll just kind of get some paper and show how I put together a composition, how I think of putting something on the paper. So it's not just, oh, here's a picture of a horse. It's using the entire space, the negative space, thinking of kind of the golden mean and how, what weights and balances And when you're dealing with a live creature, how the strength of a gaze or the thrust of a foot can really make some interesting lines. And I'll make a sketch, and sometimes I'll just cut it in half, put it back together, put it through the copy machine, and cut it apart, move them, I'll enlarge or shrink to. I use my copy machine actually quite a bit to get my sketches exactly like I want them. And I had a teacher who taught me that. I didn't make that up, but just maybe to help people think of new ways to put their art together. So hopefully that'll be fun. It'll be kind of like
All right. Again, Mark of the Beast opening this Friday. Reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Main Street Gallery. And Danielle, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I just hope people will come and be curious and hopefully feel enveloped by the colors and the movement in the show. It'll be fun to see people.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Artist Danielle Landis, again, her show opening this Friday.